Are you familiar with the story of St. Thomas Becket, the Archbishop of Canterbury, who was murdered in his own cathedral church in the year 1170? I've been reading a very short book about him by T.S. Eliot called Murder in the Cathedral. But if you like to learn about the saints on the silver screen, you can watch the 1964 movie version of Becket's life, starring Richard Burton and Peter O'Toole, simply called Becket. Thomas Becket grew up as a friend of the then reigning King Henry II of England, who even made Becket the Lord Chancellor of England because they were so close. But when Becket became the Archbishop, he chose God over king, and a deep rift developed between them. King Henry wanted Becket, and therefore the church, to accept his royal authority as final, while Becket insisted that King Henry should acknowledge the church's divine authority and bow to the Pope. Finally, on December 29th, 1170, four knights barged into Canterbury Cathedral, and while the Archbishop and the monks were chanting their evening vespers, they brutally killed Becket as the unarmed priests beheld in dismay their bishop dying. 4 days earlier, on December 25th, however, Thomas Becket preached this Christmas homily, where he foretold prophetically, "A Christian martyrdom is never an accident, for saints are not made by accident. Still less is a Christian martyrdom the effect of man's will to become a saint, as a man by willing and contriving may become a ruler of men." Becket continued, "A martyrdom is always the design of God for his love of men, to warn them and to lead them, to bring them back to his ways. It is never the design of man, for the true martyr is he who has become the instrument of God, who has lost his will in the will of God, and who no longer desires anything for himself, not even the glory of being a martyr." In other words, a martyr is like a musical instrument upon which the divine musician, God, plays the notes of love and mercy, holiness and grace. A martyr knows that he or she is in God's hands far more than in the hands of his executioners. In the narrative gospel of Good Friday, we see Jesus with the same serene composure and confidence as St. Thomas Becket. He knows he is in the Father's hands. You know, my favorite exchange in the Passion account is where Pilate and Jesus confront one another and have a dialogue about power, not unlike the conversation between Becket and Henry had over authority. Pilate asserts arrogantly, "Do you not speak to me? Do you not know that I have power to release you and the power to crucify you?" To which Jesus calmly answers, "You would have no power over me if it had not been given to you from above." Jesus knew without doubt or difficulty he was an instrument in God's hands. And he actually tried to help Pontius Pilate realize that Pilate was an instrument too. Jesus, like Becket, tried to help earthly rulers realize that all authority and power comes from God. We are all musical instruments in God's hands. And when we allow him to have power over us, When we become obedient to His will, we become a powerful instrument in the eternal symphony. My friends, you do not need to become a martyr to be a musical instrument in God's hands. We all play a note of grace and goodness, joy and peace in the eternal symphony. Whoever you are, you can be an instrument, whether you're a mother or a father, priest or people, husbands or wives, president or populace, kings or commoners, young or old, Americans or Russians, cowboys or Indians, millionaires or the homeless, Hispanic or Anglo, citizen or immigrant, all are instruments that God plays. And how do we play our notes well? Well, we do as Beckett and Jesus did. We become someone who has become an instrument of God, who has lost his will in the will of God, and no longer desires anything for himself. In other words, it is a matter of power, and whether we allow God to have power over us. That is what makes Good Friday so good. For the first time in the sad saga of human history, someone finally played their part in the eternal symphony perfectly. Jesus did not miss one note. Praised be Jesus Christ.